ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 वर्स नंबर 7 टू 9। विल बी रिसाइटिंग वर्स नंबर 9 विच इज ऑन द बोर्ड। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। दर्शयांस्तद्विदां लोका आत्मनो भृत्यवश्यता व्रजस्यो वाहु वैहर्षं भगवान् बालचेष्टितः। दर्शयाम एग्जिबिटिंग तद्विदाम अन टू पर्सन्स हु कैन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णस एक्टिविटीज लोके थ्रू आउट द होल वर्ल्ड आत्मनः ऑफ हिमसेल्फ भृत्यवश्यताम हाउ ही इज अग्रीएबल टू कैरिंग आउट the orders of his servants, his devotees, brajasya of brajbhumi, uvaha, sorry, where is it, executed, vai, indeed, harsham, pleasure, bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, bala cheshtitehe, by his activities like those of a child trying to do so many things. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We will first read the translation of verse 7 and 8 and then we will read 9 and the purport. Translation of verse 7. The gopis would say, if you dance, my dear Krishna, then I shall give you half a sweetmeat. By saying these words or by clapping their hands, all the gopis encouraged Krishna in different ways. At such times, although he was the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, he would smile and dance according to their desires, as if he were a wooden doll in their hands. Sometimes he would sing very loudly at their bidding. In this way, Krishna came completely under the control of the gopis. Verse 8. Sometimes Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends would tell Krishna, bring this article or bring that article. Sometimes they would order him to bring a wooden plank, wooden shoes, or a wooden measuring pot. And Krishna, when thus ordered by the mothers, would try to bring them. Sometimes, however, as if unable to raise these things, he would touch them and stand there just to invite the pleasure of his relatives. He would strike his body with his arms to show that he had sufficient strength. Verse 9. To pure devotees throughout the world who could understand his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, exhibited how much he can be subdued by his devotees, his servants. In this way he increased the pleasure of the Vrajavasis by his childhood activities. Purport by his divine grace. That Krishna performed childhood activities to increase the pleasure of his devotees was another transcendental humor. He exhibited these activities not only to the inhabitants of Vrajbhumi but also to others who were captivated by his external potency and opulence. Both the internal devotees who were simply absorbed in love of Krishna and the external devotees who were captivated by his unlimited potency were informed of Krishna's desire to be submissive to his servants. Om Ajnana Timirandhas Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class, daily class, seeking the blessings of all of you, in particular Panchagaura Prabhu, who is so mercifully sitting here. When Panchagaura Prabhu came, I was just remembering that earlier when I used to hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures, I used to hear that chanting of the verse used to begin somebody. Sometimes Tamal Krishna Maharaj, sometimes some other devotee would chant. And I never heard that even Srila Prabhupada used to repeat initially. But then like in the later lectures, when I was not very attentive. So when I started hearing, I used to see that even Srila Prabhupada used to repeat. I mean, if anyone is saying the verse, and you can hear Prabhupada's voice also. Prabhupada repeating the verse. And I was just thinking why Prabhupada has to repeat the verse. But maybe he was just setting standard, otherwise we won't repeat. So similarly, Panchagaura Prabhu is setting the standards that he is coming to the class, otherwise none of us will be here. Thank you, Prabhu. So here we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 11. This chapter, initially in the first 6 verses, we saw how Krishna was released. In the previous chapters, we have already heard how he was bound, and then we saw how he was released. Then from 7th verse onward, up to the verse number 20, there is description of Krishna's pastimes, childhood pastimes, like what we are reading here in this verse 7, 8, 9. So starting from 7, there is description of his childhood pastimes, which goes up to verse number 20. And then from verse number 21, to 36, there is a description about meeting of all the gopas. So all of them come together thinking that what should we do? Should we stay here or should we move to Vrindavan? And finally they decide to move to Vrindavan. And then verse number 37 onwards up to verse number 40, the description is given how Krishna began tending the cows. We all know on the Gopashtami day, Krishna was given the cows. So that is the description. And then the next verses, starting from verse number 41 to verse number 45, there is killing of Vatsasur. And then another demon is being killed. From verse number 46 to 53 we see Bakasur being killed. And then after that, the last portion of this chapter, that is 54 to 59, is describing the response of Brajavasis when they heard, oh, Bakasur is killed or Vatsasur is killed, and they said Krishna has killed. They were not ready to believe. So their response is given in the final part of this chapter. So the section which we are discussing here is the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And very important in these three verses which we just read, a very important point comes out. The theme of this three verses we can see is that Krishna loves to be puppet of his devotees. Loves to be that. Now Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is his desire, that he wants to be a puppet. Who can stop Krishna? He is Swarat. So this is what we see just in the three verses, that gopis are telling, go and get, and for what? Half a sweetmeat. See, it's written not even full. Right? When we get some piece of cake here for some service and then we say, Prabhu thoda chota hai, can I have a little more? But for Krishna, they were giving half a sweetmeat and Krishna was dancing for that, running for that. Okay, I would like to get that for them. Because these are gopis. Krishna is so indebted to gopis. We have already, we will see in the further verses, Nuparai Ham. Krishna says, I have nothing to give you. Your service, your bhakti, your devotion to me itself is your, you take it as your money or whatever, salary. I have nothing to give you. So who's saying this? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything belongs to him. And he says, I have nothing to give. And because of that devotion, he becomes a puppet in the hands of his pure devotees. That is what Prabhupada is writing here. When I was reading this this morning, so I was thinking, what is a practical example that Krishna becomes a puppet? Okay, we can say in the Shastras it is there, it is there. What is a practical example? Then immediately it came to my mind, Krishna Balaram, Radhasham Sundar, Gaur Nitai. You know, they're just standing. The pujaris like to decorate, and pujari think, no, this is better, I'll put this here and this here. No, today not turban, I'll put a crown or something. And Krishna is like a puppet. Okay, yes, whatever you want, you do it. Sometimes they, you know, just put flowers, or sometimes some other dress. Krishna is a puppet. Although, that desire also is given by Krishna. The desire to the pujari that I want to be like this today is given by Krishna. But anyway, pujari is thinking, whatever he is doing, though he becomes a puppet in the hands of Krishna. So now, we are talking about Krishna who becomes a puppet in the hands, or an instrument, or a play, wooden doll. That's a puppet. So who is Krishna? It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavah matta sarvam pravartate. So how can he be a puppet? He is the one who is controlling everything. Narad Muni, while describing his own story to Vyasadev in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is controlling everything. Everyone is in the hands of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is controlling everyone. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we read, when there was a conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Rai says, Rai kahe ami nat, tumi sutradhar. So ami nat, I'm just a puppet. Tumi sutradhar, you are controlling me. So it is Krishna who controls. So we hear from Narad Muni, we hear from Ramananda Rai, we hear from Bhagavatam. So many places it is mentioned. And also Prabhupada mentions it, a very famous poem which Prabhupada wrote on board Jaladuta, where he says that কষ্টের পুতলি যদি নাচাও সে মতে, নাচাও নাচাও প্রভু নাচাও সে মতে। আই এম জাস্ট এ উডেন ডল, কষ্টের পুতলি, ইউ ক্যান মেক মি ডান্স, মেক মি ডান্স, মেক মি ডান্স অ্যাজ ইউ উইশ। So we hear that it is actually the Supreme Personality who is controlling everything. But here we see Prabhupada is writing, he is controlled by his devotees. So what is that quality of devotees, or what are the qualities of devotee that makes Krishna a puppet in the hands of his devotees? And lovingly, not by force. All of us are also puppets in the hands of modes of material nature. We are dancing. They are making us dance, right? We open a new factory. We start some new business. We do something new. And we think we are doing it. And the devotees knows there is modes of nature making us dance. So we are also puppet, but we are puppets by force. Krishna becomes puppet by love. So why? What is it? I mean, what are the qualities that attracts Krishna to the devotees and to make him, you know, out of love, he is forced to become a puppet. Actually, Krishna is like a huge mountain which can fit in the hands of devotees. He's like an ocean, deep ocean, who can fit into the small atom of bhakti. That is Krishna. So what makes him do that? The first quality of a devotee which attracts Krishna's attention is anyabhilashita shunyam. Krishna says this himself in Bhagavatam, that this is the quality that attracts me. Anyabhilashita shunyam, because my devotee is devoid, completely devoid of material desires. That is Krishna, that's why he is attracted. He has no material desire. I want to give him something, he is not ready to take. Diyamanam na grahanati vinamat sevanam jana. Lord Kapila says, I am ready to give. He is not accepting. Narsingadeva was ready to give to Prahlad. Please take. And Prahlad was saying, I am not a businessman. I don't need anything. And he was forced, no, please, for my pleasure. So now Prahlad was in dilemma, that one side as a devotee he is supposed to do what is required for pleasing Krishna. By the way, Prahlad was devotee of Krishna, we all know. Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasine Sarga Kirati. Many times these devotees get confused that Prahlad was devotee of Narsimhadeva, Prahlad was devotee of Vishnu, Prahlad was devotee of whom? Narad Muni very clearly says he was devotee of Krishna. Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasine Sarga Kirati. So Prahlad said, I don't want, and then he was in dilemma. Now I want to please the Lord, and he's saying, I'll be pleased if you ask. But then as a devotee, I'm not supposed to ask anything. What should I do? So then he said, okay, you are saying you should ask, I'm asking you. Please remove the desire of asking from my heart. You wanted me to ask something? I have asked. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai. So please remove this desire of asking. That is what Prahlad asked. Of course, later when Narsingadeva insisted, he asked for his father also. So this is one first quality of a devotee, that he is devoid, completely devoid of material desires. He has no desires. Then what is his desire? The second quality, his only desire is to serve Krishna. No other desire. So don't think that Krishna will become puppet in the hands of devotees like us, because we are maintaining a lot of desires. When we hear this, and we also consider ourselves devotees, right? So as soon as we hear Krishna becomes puppets, and then we say, yes, maybe in our hands. Understand the qualities which attract Krishna. So if you are anyabhilashita shunyam, yes, Krishna will be a puppet in your hand. If you have no other desire other than serving Krishna, yes, Krishna will be a puppet in your hand. Now when we read Bhagavatam, these verses, please don't make Bhagavatam as a morning schedule. You know, we just have to come, we have to sit, otherwise we won't get prasadam. Oh no, here that's not a rule, right? We can't make a rule like this here. But many temples have this rule. If you don't come into Bhagavatam, you don't get prasadam. I don't know, was it there during Prabhupada's time? No. Sometimes. Oh, sometimes it was there, okay. So please don't make it like that. Make Bhagavatam as a life-changing experience. Every day we can learn so many things in Bhagavatam. So the second quality, only serve Krishna. No other desire for us to serve Krishna. Or Krishna is the only destination for us. Krishna says this, that for the devotees, I am the only destination. So we should make Krishna as destination. And Prabhupada writes in the 9th canto, why devotees are very dear to Krishna. Because he says that devotees know the science of transcendental bliss. So Krishna needs transcendental bliss, and that science is known to devotees. Then they can give that transcendental bliss to Krishna. Actually, Krishna is already enjoying his Atmaram. Why he needs, like we many times hear, that Krishna comes to this material world to reclaim all of us, to take us back, to inspire us to go back home, back to Godhead. What is the need? He's anyway enjoying there. And I mean, you know how many devotees are there. Like here in this whole material world with all the universes, whatever you can think of, this only 10 to 15% rest all are there, staying there. So why is Krishna coming? Prabhupada explains very nicely. He says Krishna wants to experience unlimited bliss. He just doesn't want that, you know, like we are very happy with the limited bliss. You know, whatever we get, we are very happy with that. Krishna is not happy with just limited bliss. Or is not satisfied. He wants unlimited bliss. And that is why he wants unlimited living entities to be with him. And because of this reason, he comes to this material world. He gives us an opportunity to serve. He gives us an opportunity to love him, to offer our devotion to him. That's the only reason he comes here, to reclaim all of us. No other reason for him. And why, how he comes, this is his mercy. Anugrahaya bhaktana manusham deham astitah bhajate tadrishim krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet. Bhagavatam says that why is Krishna coming? Anugrahaya bhaktanam, to shower his mercy on devotees. For what? What kind of mercy? Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astitah. He acts like an ordinary person. And we are seeing here, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that there are two kinds of devotees, internal and external. Internal, those who have understood that we are controlled by Krishna. And external, those who think that we are independent. They are not independent. Nobody is independent in this world, but they think they are independent. And to all those he attracts, Itham satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam pardaivatena maya shritanam nardarkena saku vijuhu krita punya punja. It is said that Krishna, those who are after impersonal liberation, Brahma Jyoti, for them Krishna appears as just a light. Itham satam brahma sukhanubhutya maya shritanam, those who have taken shelter of material energy, he appears as a naradarakena, ordinary man. And then dasyam gatanam, those who have accepted him as master, accepted themselves as his servant, dasyam gatanam, Krishna appears as paradaivatena, the supreme personality of Godhead. So we should understand this point that science of transcendental bliss is known to devotees, and that is why Krishna is very much attracted to the devotees. He wants to enjoy. That is what Krishna does. He has no other business. He doesn't even want to be the Lord, the Supreme Lord. Actually, except Krishna, all others want to be the Supreme Lord. It is only Krishna who doesn't want. And this we are seeing here. He is ready to bring shoes. He is ready to bring some article. Why? Just he enjoys in that way. And Krishna further says that I am subordinate to my devotees because they have given up everything for me. They have given up their house, they have given up their family, they have given up their wife, they have given up their children, and they are just surrendered to me, serving me. For my service they have given up everything. Now when we hear this, those who are in household life may feel, are we not devotees? Because Krishna says those who have given up this, so maybe Krishna is talking about brahmacharis or sannyasis. No, anyone who has given up this mentality that this, she's my wife, they're my children, it is my house. Krishna, and for the service of Krishna, we have so many householders, grihasthas in our movement who are wonderfully serving Krishna. At the same time, they are maintaining their families, they are maintaining their house, but they are not attached. So it is not just mentioned, otherwise this will seem to be that bhakti is only for sannyasis and brahmacharis who have given up. Bhakti is for everyone. In fact, Shankaracharya says that to achieve Krishna, one has to become a sannyasi. You cannot achieve Krishna unless you become a sannyasi. And in terms of devotional service, if we take, yes, it is correct. One has to become, each of you have to become, each of us has to become a sannyasi. But what is the real meaning of sannyasi? It is not just holding the danda, danda grahena matrena naranarayano bhavet. It is not like that. Sannyas is a consciousness. Of course, it is an external dress. It is an external manifestation of the internal consciousness. So sannyas means, what is real sannyas? Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanu vak manobhir. Wherever you are, you don't have to change, but offer everything to Krishna. Offer your life to Krishna. We are very happy to offer our words to Krishna, to Guru. We glorify Vyasa Puja. Yes, Guru Maharaj, this. And if you get chance to speak like I am speaking, yes, wonderful words. So don't just offer words to Krishna, offer your life to Krishna. And then Krishna will become a puppet in your hand. So this is the quality which we see, that Krishna becomes a puppet in the hands of a devotee. And what is the reciprocation a devotee should do? We are talking of becoming a puppet. Srila Prabhupada was talking to Brahmananda Prabhu. So Brahmananda Prabhu was asking something, and Prabhupada said, what is success? And Prabhupada said that becoming a puppet is the real success. And then he explained what is disciplic succession. Prabhupada said, I am a puppet in the hands of my Guru Maharaj. And he told him, if you become my puppet, then that is success. And this is called disciplic succession. So you see, disciplic succession is not just some name. It is a consciousness by which we surrender ourselves to the Guru, to Krishna. Mad ashrayah. Prabhupada was explaining in one of Bhagavad Gita lectures this word called Mad ashrayah. From Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter he was speaking. And where Krishna tells Arjuna, Mad ashrayah, take my shelter. So Prabhupada says Mad ashrayah means, of course, shelter of Krishna. At the same time, shelter of those who have taken shelter of Krishna. So we have to become puppet in the hands of Guru for serving Krishna. So this is a very important thing which we should learn. And that is Prabhupada, as per Prabhupada, that is actually the real success. And that makes Krishna so attractive to this devotee. He gets so attracted to this devotee that he becomes his puppet, or rather at one place the word uses slave. Krishna becomes slave. In Mahabharata there is a wonderful incident that how Krishna, before going to Kauravas for peace negotiations, he went to each of the Pandavas. He asked Yudhishthir, "What do you want?" Yudhishthir said, "No war, I don't want." Then he went to Bhim. Bhim said, "Immediate war." Separately he was going, individually. Krishna is an expert person, you know, expert manager. So we should learn management from Mahabharata. So then Krishna went to Arjuna, "Immediate war, I am waiting for it." Then Krishna went to Sahadev. And then he asked Sahadev. Sahadev is very intelligent. So Sahadev, he asked, "Is there a way to stop this war?" Krishna was asking Sahadev, "Is there a way to stop this war?" So Sahadev understood. So now Sahadev wanted to say, "There is no way you can stop this war." But he says, "Yes, there is a way. Make Karna the king and put Bhima in shackles. So tie him with the chain. But also, you will also have to be tied," Sahadev said. Right? Because as long as Krishna is there, how can he allow Pandavas to be defeated or Bhima to be bound? So he says, "You will also have to be bound." So Krishna says, two other things may be possible. Like maybe Karna can become a king and maybe Bhim can be tied with the chains. He said, third thing, how is it possible? Who can bind me? So the Sahadev said, "If you show me your original form, I will show you how to bind you." So Krishna says, "Okay." So Krishna showed him his spiritual form. I mean, anyway, Krishna's form is spiritual, but just showed him his original form. And then immediately Sahadev took a rope and bound him. Krishna, because when he comes as the Supreme Lord, he has so much love for his devotees, so he didn't see. And Sahadev bound him. And then he was bound now. And he was requesting Sahadev, "Please, please release me. I want to go." When we hear this, what is it? The person, the personality who can release everyone, he cannot release himself. Similar thing when we see in Damodar Leela, like just this chapter beginning, who has bound? No, who has done this? No, Yashoda. So nobody was coming forward. Finally, Nanda Maharaj came and released him. And Krishna was just like that with tears in his eyes. So this is Krishna. So how we can make Krishna a puppet? By becoming a puppet in his hands. So how do we become a puppet of Krishna? The first quality what we should have for becoming puppet of Krishna is humility. Be humble. And Prabhupada shows the way. In his same poem which I just quoted some time back, Prabhupada begins that poem by saying, "Bodo kripa kaile Krishna adhamera prati." Adhamera prati. I am a useless person. Adham. Who is saying this? Srila Prabhupada. Who is going to start a worldwide movement for glorification of Krishna. He is saying, "Adhamera prati. I am a useless person. Is you have showered your mercy. Bodo kripa kaile Krishna adhamera prati." So Prabhupada is showing us the way. Because in the end of that poem he is saying that puppet. Yes, so to become the puppet you have to first become humble. Be humble. And then the second quality which will make us puppet is to be grateful. Gratitude is the quality which is very, very important in devotional service. We hear about Krishna Prem, seed of Krishna Prem, seed of love, and then you have to water it, and then the creeper grows. A very important thing in that is that you have the seed of Krishna Prem, you are watering it with your sadhana, Shravana and Kirtan, you are hearing and, that you are already doing, and then you are protecting it by your goodness and by good association. The creeper, the seed is protected. But what makes the ground fertile is the gratitude. If you are not grateful, then the seed of bhakti will not fructify. So we should be grateful, and we have examples of gratefulness. Let's say from Mahabharata, Kunti Maharani is offering her gratitude to Krishna that you put us in so many difficult situations. Vishan Mahagne Purushad Darshana. So you had, you know, there was fire, there was poison, there was this fight, then Draupadi was being disrobed, all these things. But she said, I want all these things to come again and again. Why? Because when I remember you during these times, Apunar Bhava Darshanam, she says, one who remembers you doesn't have to see the material world again. She is offering her gratitude for the situations. We cannot do that. Many times when I repeat this prayer of Kunti Maharani, and I always tell devotees, please don't pray, because if Krishna listened to you, you will not be able to tolerate all the things again and again. We have come out of so many things, now we don't want to go back. But Kunti Maharani is showing her gratitude. That is, you were there who were saving. So we cannot be grateful to Krishna for all the situations, right? We cannot say, okay, thank you Krishna, keep giving. Yes, yes, thank you. We always question some time in our position. So we cannot be grateful to Krishna for all the situation, but we can be grateful to Krishna in all the situations. When you are in that situation, of course we don't ask like Kunti Maharani, please send me all those problems again and again. But whenever, wherever we are, in whichever situation, we can be grateful to Krishna. So don't, sometimes we ask, or sometimes we think, it could have been better. Right? This is our general argument. In whichever situation we are, it could have been better. Don't think it could have been better. Think it could have been worse. Krishna has saved me. At least that much we can do. So this, this is to show our gratitude. Kunti Maharani, Yudhishthira did. You know, even after the war, when officially he was the king, but he never disturbed Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was living in the palace like a king, as he was living before. Yudhishthira did not disturb him at all. What was the reason? Yudhishthira was grateful to him for taking care of him as a child, when all these five brothers, they were children, and he took care of them, he showed his gratitude. There is a story of a queen from England. She was a child, she was maybe a young girl at that time, and there was a conspiracy to kill her. So then she was being taken by four people to be killed. And she didn't know, I mean, she couldn't do anything. She was a young girl at that time. So then she was being taken, and then one of them saw it was very cold at that time there, and she was shivering. She didn't have woolen clothing, etc. on her. So she was shivering. So this guy, this person who was taking her for being killed, he was one of the conspirators. He took off his coat and just gave it to her, because she was shivering. So just gave the coat to her. Anyway, she was being taken, and somehow the conspiracy could not be completed, and it failed, and she was saved. Later on, she became the queen. The day she became the queen, she ordered the execution of these four people. Bring them, they'll be killed. So then when these four people were brought in front of her, she ordered them to be killed, but then she looked at that person who had just given a coat to her, And she said, don't kill him, kill all others three. Just see a small act of gratitude, you know, a small act of thing, and she was showing the gratitude when she spared the life. So we need to be grateful in devotion also. So we see Yudhishthir Maharaj, we see Kunti, we see Draupadi. When Ashwatthama was brought, Draupadi said, he is son of our Guru. Although her sons were killed mercilessly by Ashwatthama, she said, no. We have to show our gratitude to Guru, and to show the gratitude to Guru will spare his life. Although Krishna also was saying, kill him. Krishna was telling Arjuna, kill him. Draupadi showed that compassion and that gratitude. And we have so many examples, and another example which comes to mind is Vritrasura. We should learn from Vritrasura how we can show our gratitude in all the situations. Vritrasura was about to be killed. Vishnu Lord has taken the side of Indra, given him the Vajra to kill, and he knows it. But what is he saying? Aham harer tav padai kamulo dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya. Vritrasura says that, oh Indra, you are going to kill me, you think you are killing me, but aham harer, I am going to my Lord Hari, I am taking shelter of his lotus feet. Dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya, I will take shelter of his devotees, and you will rotten, you will be rotting here in this material world, Indra. Gratitude. Even in that situation where Lord went against him, Vritrasura is showing gratitude. So this is the quality which we need to imbibe. Be humble, be grateful, and of course perform devotional service, chanting, hearing, kirtan, but with a proper attitude, with a proper mindset, with a proper mood. A mood that we are just instruments. Prabhupada writes in the first canto, first chapter, the proper mood, the proper qualification for a preacher. And he says, who can sit on Vyasasana? When I read that, I said, from today, cancel, we cannot sit on the Vyasasana. And it's a fact, if you read, at least I don't find myself qualified. So then Prabhupada says, then somebody who's following, or actually a preacher should think that he has no qualification. We are just instruments, we are just repeating the words. And just repeating the words is fine, because the knowledge is perfect. The person who is giving may not be perfect, but the knowledge is perfect. So we become the instruments and puppets in the hands of devotees, in the hands of the Guru. This is the real success. So make the will of Krishna as your will. Make desire of Krishna as your desire. Make the words of Krishna enter your heart. That will be the success. And then we can become the puppets, or a puppet in the hands of Krishna or hands of Guru. That is our real success. So we are not supposed to become an independent personality. Devotional service, nobody is independent. It attracts Krishna. Krishna also becomes subservient to his devotees, showing that nobody is independent. Whether it is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Durvasa was running around to save his life. And what was the quality Krishna was showing? Another quality of my devotee, that he is totally dependent on me. Prabhupada writes that when Ambarish Maharaj was standing and Durvasa created a demon, and the demon was going ahead to kill. You can imagine, a huge demon is coming to kill you. You are a devotee. What will you do? You will run. You will chant Narasimha prayers. Or what will you do? A demon is coming to kill you. You know, we may run for our life, we may do something, we try to save ourselves. Ambarish Maharaj was just standing, he folded his hand and he remembered Krishna. He didn't even ask Krishna, please save me. He just was remembering Krishna. And the demon couldn't do anything. But what happened with Durvasa? Durvasa is a great rishi, great sage. Very knowledgeable person. When Sudarshan was coming to kill, what was he doing? Was he folding his hand and standing? Actually, Durvasa Muni had a lot of ego. He did not understand the position of Ambarish Maharaj. He was thinking, Ambarish is a householder, family man, a king, sense gratifier. I am a renounced person. I am a great sage. I have thousands of followers. So who is he in front of me? Krishna wanted to show him who is he actually. And then this all pastime. So when finally he asked, you know, he went to Krishna, he went to Lord and he said, please save me, it's your Sudarshan Chakra. Lord says, I am not independent. So he was amazed. He said, Brahma said he is not independent, Shiva said he is not independent, I can understand. You are also not independent, then who is controlling you? Aham Bhakta Paradhino. So go back to Ambarish. So at that time, it came to his mind, Durvasa's mind, Ambarish. Why should I go to Ambarish? He's just a householder. The Krishna says, he's a householder, but he's my devotee and you're not my devotee. So even though you may be a big, austere person, you may be a sage, it is only devotion that attracts me. So this is what we learn from today's verse, which we have just read, that Krishna is attracted by the devotion. And what kind of devotion? Which makes even liberation very insignificant. Moksha lagutakrat. And that kind of devotion attracts Krishna. That is why devotion is called Shri Krishna Akarshani. So this is the point, that if we develop devotion, if we become puppet in the hands of Krishna and his devotees, Krishna lovingly becomes a servant of his servant. That's why Prabhupada explains that in the spiritual world, servant is equal to master. When I first heard, I said, this looks like a Mayavadi statement. You know, servant is equal to master. That one day are we going to become Krishna? Prabhupada mentioned this. Prabhupada made the statement. I heard it again. What is Prabhupada saying? How can everyone will be? Says, yes, servant is equal to master. And then Prabhupada says, see, master becomes a servant. Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. So that is there. So although Krishna maintains, he is always the supreme, but for taking the pleasure, the bliss, Krishna becomes the puppet in the hands of his devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do you have any comments? Yes, Panchagoda Prabhu would like to correct me for certain things.
You were saying everyone should take sannyas and renunciation. Bhagavatam can be very strong about that, you know, not to be attached to wife, children, family, tradition, all these things. We see Krishna, he's very attached to his mother and his friends, yeah, and the gopis, the Kaurava. So on one side, we see Krishna is exuding a lot of love and affection toward all his associates. But the devotees are asked to be renunciates, do their duty but don't be attached, and almost like discarded, like it's Bharat Maharaj, you know, he gave up the whole kingdom, gave up family, after he graduated, flushing the stool down. It seems a little harsh. How do you deal with that?
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, so we see Krishna is attached to his mother, or you know, his brother, his friends. The basis is devotion. And the basis is not the bodily attachment. When Bhagavatam is very harsh on these things, because we are attached to our wives or our children or our relatives, that's a bodily attachment. It's not based on devotion. Whereas Krishna knows very well she is not my mother. She is my devotee. Krishna has accepted her as mother. But why has accepted? Because of devotion. But what happens with all of us? Why Bhagavatam is so harsh and why Bhagavatam speaks so, you know, boldly, that, you know, just give up? That because we are attached on the bodily level, and that attachment stops our attachment to Krishna. But if someone understands properly, and if you are attached to your wife on the basis of devotion, like I think Prabhupada also said when he was speaking about women, I think it was here only on the walk, and then Prabhupada said when he came back and he pointed his cane to the Matajis and said, but these are Vaishnavis, right? So one side is saying that we should not, you know, we should completely dissociate ourselves with women, and then Prabhupada said these are Vaishnavis. Basis is devotion. If we are attached, or if we are thinking that this is a family of devotees, and you know, everyone, wife is helping the husband, husband is helping the wife and children to progress in devotional service, that is okay. That is required. That is Vaikuntha family. Like Prabhupada writes that in Vaikuntha, in spiritual lok, also there are families. There are husband and wife, but no sex life. Prabhupada writes that like that. So if the basis is of serving Krishna, then there is no harm in staying together and even being attached. Like we see before, I mean, one more I'll add to it. Vyasadev was attached to Shukadev Goswami. Right, Vyasadev is the one who has written all these harsh things. And when his son was running, so what was he doing? Was he thinking about it's okay, you know, whatever. No, he was running behind him, ha putra, ha putra. Right, he was running. So Prabhupada writes there that this is natural to be affected, to have affection for the family as a grihastha. But then we just have to turn that affection to the devotion. I think that's what I can understand, Prabhu. If it is anything you would like to add more to it? Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. We have time?
Hare Krishna. You spoke about two aspects. One is the humble and the gratitude. So the question with respect to gratitude is, it's not that always easy, because when we talk about superficial views, when there's a view which is colleagues or peers, sometimes we say it's okay. But when we talk about superficial views, and when we feel from inside that the views are not going to help, but you know, somehow it's very senior or I'm not offended. So maybe not we accept that superficial views, but in long run that is not going to help. So how would we do this situation?
Thank you, Prabhu. So to be grateful in all the situation, sometimes we can be, but most of the time it becomes difficult. It's not very easy. So please understand, achieving Krishna is not very easy. Unless you break your ego completely, crush your ego, you're not going to achieve Krishna. So somebody, what are we trying to achieve? So we should compare. We have some problems here, and then we have a target. Whatever you are achieving, trying to achieve, in front of that target, are these problems very significant? Are these really important? If not, then we have to deal with them. Of course, I am not saying just close your eyes. But maintain our target always, that I am trying to achieve something which is very high. And to achieve that, if some difficulties are coming in devotion, why not? I am ready for that. But how to deal? If you are in this consciousness that I am achieving a higher purpose, then dealing will not be difficult. Now, if somebody is telling you something and you are not being able to grateful in that time, and the order is coming from superior, even though you may not understand what is the purpose, we should think that if it is coming from superiors, it is for my purification. Many times we don't understand why the order is coming and we don't like it. That is called surrender. Surrender is not something you do which you like. I like to clean the temple hall and I am doing and I am saying I am very surrendered. I don't like to clean the temple hall, but my authorities tell me, go and clean the temple hall. I don't like the order at all. You know, I like to give the class because I get the har, and I am sure after that I will get Mahaprasad also. So I like to do that, right? But my authorities tell me you do it. And if I do it, even though I'm like, even while brooming or while doing that sweeping and all, I'm not very happy. But this is surrender. This will take us to the stage where we'll do it happily. Actually, we are supposed to do happily because it is coming from, see, what is authority? If we understand the hierarchy, Krishna is ordering someone. How is that order coming to us? By parampara, then by guru. But guru is not there every day to order you. Come on, do this, come on, do that. Guru has placed you in under some authority, that authority is a representative of your guru. So if that authority is telling us, we accept it, even though we know it is not correct. How, we have to accept the authority till what time? Till the authority says Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shivaji is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, till that time you have to accept. Otherwise you are not, if this point comes, then you can reject the authority, okay. So my experience is that we get disturbed by small things and we forget the higher thing which we are going to achieve, and we get entangled in that only. So, you know, this person is doing that, that person is doing this to me, he is a politician, he does this. We get into entangled. But then if you know the higher purpose, actually Krishna laughs at us when he sees, I have put these people in Vrindavan, and what are they doing? So Krishna is laughing from there. Don't make Krishna laugh for this purpose. By your service, make Krishna laugh. He'll be very happy. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much.
I don't know, Prabhu, I think the time is up, so... We can take? Okay, yes, Prabhu. One last question, okay.
You said that the gist of this verse is that Krishna plays the role of a puppet and we need to be better than Krishna for the devotees. There was some example you gave us. There was some also we can think he's also like playing like a puppet. That's why we have Amrish Maharaj in the heart of the day of so much glorification of him. So can we think that he is also playing in a puppet?
I already mentioned that we are all puppets in the beginning. Durvasa is a puppet in the modes of material nature, in the hands of modes. He is not a puppet of Krishna, because he is a puppet, he got angry. Something happened, you know, how is it? How dare, you know, so that is mode of nature, mode of material nature. So definitely he is a puppet, but he is a puppet in the hands of material nature. Our path of bhakti is from material nature to Krishna, from I to Krishna. Today, I is the center. Make Krishna as the center. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very, very grateful to all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.